This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Zeng Huang Chia. House Democrats are backing legislation they say would toughen Missouri's ethics standards. Marshall Griffin tells us the bill will restore many provisions recently struck down by the state Supreme Court.
Those provisions include banning committee-to-committee money transfers and giving the Missouri Ethics Commission the authority to launch its own investigations. The high court struck them down because they were tacked onto another bill that had nothing to do with ethics. House Democrat Tashara Jones of St. Louis says she's filing a new bill because GOP leaders have so far done nothing following the Supreme Court ruling.
Ensuring integrity and accountability in state government should be a priority for all lawmakers. And if Republicans won't act, then Democrats will.
The bill would also cap campaign contribution limits, something GOP leaders oppose. But the Republican Speaker of the House says he'll bring the bill up for debate if it makes it through the committee process. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Medical patients awaiting joint transplants may soon have greater access to donor cartilage, thanks to a new storage method developed by University of Missouri researchers. Dr. James Cook, professor of orthopedic surgery in the university's College of Veterinary Medicine, has discovered a way to extend the storage time of joint cartilage. The cartilage is used to repair damaged ligaments in patients' knees, ankles, shoulders, hips, and elbows. The current maximum storage time is 28 days. Cook says those limits mean nearly 80% of donated tissues can't be used. The researchers' new system preserves transplant quality tissues for up to 63 days. The research will be published in the Journal of Knee Surgery. A new petition is seeking to put in the Boone County ballot a measure that would contribute to funding for youth mental health services. KBIA's Paige Sinker reports on this issue.
Coordinator of Putting Kids First, Christine Corcoran, put together that petition. She says she hopes to exceed the minimum required signatures.
We need about 7,000 to get it on the ballot, but we're seeking about 9,000 signatures because we know some of the signatures won't be usable.
Corcoran says she does not have a current count of signatures because the petition is still in opening stages. The measure proposes an increase in Boone County sales tax.
It's a quarter cent sales tax, which would amount to about a dollar a week per family.
Corcoran says the tax would bring in $5.4 million. The money would go to seven basic services, ranging from school prevention to crisis and intervention programs among children and families. Paige Sinker, KBIA News.
The Republican caucus in St. Charles County is likely to be rescheduled after a weekend conflict forced the caucus to be shut down. The caucus in St. Peter's on Saturday ended when tension flared between members of the crowd and the local Republican who were running it. The meeting adjourned without awarding delegates. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that when the caucus will be rescheduled is unclear. For KBIA News, I'm Zeng Huang Chia.